Hi, I'm Doug Tribou. Macomb County has a new interim clerk. Normally, that sentence wouldn't be big news, but the brief, turbulent tenure of former clerk Karen Spranger changed that. Yesterday, a panel of judges appointed a longtime county employee for the job. Joining me now is Michigan Radio reporter Sarah Swick. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Doug.
In March, a judge forced Karen Spranger out of office. The judge determined that Spranger most likely lied about her home address in election paperwork. But there was a lot more going on that led to that court case. Remind us of the situation in Macomb County and why Karen Spranger was so controversial.
Well, Karen Spranger was best known basically as a sort of conspiracy theorist at the time who would show up at various county meetings and talk about various conspiracies, and her tenure was immediately sort of marked by these disputes with employees. She clearly had a problem with the employees' various unions and sort of refused to abide by union rules, and there were all sorts of dramatic incidents. The cumulative effect behind all the sort of little melodramas playing out was that the clerk's office sort of ground to a standstill. So Karen Spranger actually initially filed a lawsuit saying that she wanted more independence to do her job, saying other county officials were interfering with that, but the county struck back with a counterclaim saying you don't have the right to legally hold office, and that sort of got the wheels spinning on this whole thing that ended up with her being removed from office.
So what can you tell us about the new interim clerk the judges named yesterday?
Not a whole lot. I mean, it was really sort of an anticlimactic moment. Kathy Smith is a 34-year employee of Macomb County. Most recently, she worked as a judicial secretary. She had worked in the clerk's office before, but she basically told reporters, she's like, look, guys, I'm just sort of a humble county employee, and I'm here as a sort of placeholder for the next elected clerk. She's only going to hold office until November. That's when there's going to be an election, and the voters of Macomb County are going to choose someone to serve out the remainder of Karen Spranger's term. And 17 people have filed to run for that office, but Kathy Smith is not one of them. So she was very clear that she's not interested in holding this office beyond November.
Well, as you mentioned earlier, Karen Spranger was something of a surprise winner in the 2016 election. She had no political experience. She beat a former state representative by about 650 votes. Now there are 17 candidates filing to run in the election in November. It sounds like this next election is going to be an interesting one, too.
Yeah, it certainly could be. There is sort of political drama playing out behind the scenes, too, here, where Mark Hackle, the Macomb County executive, blamed the former longtime county clerk, Carmela Sabaugh, and Fred Miller, the guy that you mentioned who narrowly lost to Spranger, for sort of doing a last-minute backroom deal to, you know, get him on the ballot. It's not exactly clear how exactly he filed at the last minute, but basically, Hackle's contention was that, you know, sort of if Carmela Sabaugh had just gotten out of the way, other candidates would have gotten in the race and Karen Spranger never would have been elected. Now, that's possibly a dubious interpretation of what actually happened, but there is sort of a lot of still political jockeying going on for this seemingly obscure county office and a lot of interest apparently in running for it.
There were a lot of legal filings back and forth while Karen Spranger was in office, and it got sort of hard to follow. Where do things stand with the legal challenges she was filing toward the end of her tenure and after she was being pushed out of office?
The initial lawsuit that I mentioned, that's been resolved at this point. She did file this year a federal lawsuit claiming that there was a conspiracy to remove her from office. And obviously the fact that she was removed from office just sort of bolstered her, or she feels it bolsters her claim here. But that federal lawsuit doesn't really appear to be going anywhere. The last thing we know is she filed a document that made all sorts of claims and appealed to Governor Snyder and President Trump to sort of rescue her from what she claimed was an insurrection. But that's still technically ongoing, but it seems unlikely that anything is going to result from that.
Okay, lots going on in Macomb County. That's Michigan Radio reporter Sarah Swick. Sarah, thanks a lot.
Thank you. No problem.